Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
8:16 here on Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. See what was going on last night. We'll start out with Shocker basketball at Coke Arena as the Shockers were taking on Rice. And it turned into a woeful shooting night for the Shockers. My goodness, just could not get anything going last night. The Shockers shooting below 30% for the game against another team, Rice, that is in the bottom 25 in the nation in field goal percentage. So kind of turned into one of those ugly games. It came right down to the very final possession, which it did. The Shocks were down big in the second half, rallied, and it looked like the Shockers had a game-tying three-pointer right at the end with a chance to win it. Here's Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call on 103.7 KEYN.
Trying to get it to somebody and having trouble. Gets it to Gray. Gets it up.
Made it!
And he was fouled.
He hit it.
Now, are they going to count it or not?
No, I don't think so.
I think they're going to wave off the shot. He got fouled and then twisted and made it. Now a big, heavy discussion about whether it's going to count or not.
Well, they should look at this
one. If it does, then he's got a free throw to maybe put the Shockers ahead. But if they don't count it, then the best he can do is pull them within one and then maybe miss one intentionally.
Oh.
Yeah, Rice did the smart thing. They fouled before Wichita State could get the shot off. So it was only the bucket didn't count. There wasn't even a shot attempt officially. So Wichita State was only allowed two free throws, had to miss one on purpose to try to get the ball back, and that didn't work. Rice won the game 66-64. Very disappointing loss for the Shockers, who could not make buckets last night. In fact, at one point in the first half, the Shocks missed 17 of 18 shots. At one point in the second half, they missed 9 out of 10. 16 missed three-pointers on the night as well. Your Shocker head coach, Paul Mills.
Their ability to play around the rim, right? I mean, you get outscored by 16 at the rim, and just kind of their guards being able to play through us. They hit some late, and just being there in a position, I thought our free throws were able to keep us in it. And then at the same time, you know, it just comes back to the pain points.
Yeah, losing at home to a team that had lost 8 straight road games. Rice won the game 66-64, dropping the Shockers to 9-7 on the season. Tough go last night in men's basketball for Kansas State. The Wildcats had to visit the number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated Arizona. And yeah, it kind of went like all other Arizona games do. They won big. Arizona beats Kansas State 101-76. After the game, K-State head coach Jerome Tang.
You knew this would be a challenge with their strength and what have you on the inside. And boy, we saw it firsthand, coach. They're when they're hitting on all cylinders, they're awfully tough.
Yeah, I mean, big, strong, fast, very physical. You know, we fouled way too much. They scored 30 points at the free throw line.
Arizona is 15-0, winning by an average of 23 a game. That's pretty much what they did last night, beat K-State by 25. Wildcats, the K-State Wildcats, fall to 9-6 on the season, 0-2 in the conference, but both those conference losses are against top 10 teams in the nation, as Arizona won that one last night. All right, let's go to JUCO basketball in men's action in El Dorado last night at the power plant. Butler Community College beating 24th-ranked Cowley College, 96-75. Dennis Higgins had the call here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS as Butler wins the game, improving to 10-5 on the season and 4-1 on home court at the power plant. And the Butler women are ranked 14th in the nation. They won at the power plant last night, beat Cowley 64-54. The Butler women are undefeated on home court, now on a 5-game winning streak, 14-1 on the season. The Washburn men are ranked number 1 in the nation. Ichabod's win on the road at Missouri Western, 87-75. The Washburn men are number one ranked team in the nation, undefeated at 15-0. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, get millions of listeners here on KNSS on radio coverage with Mitch Holtis. I guess some people do watch the Chiefs on TV as well. Four of the five top watched games in the NFL this season were Chiefs games. Week 2 against the Eagles, Week 9 at Buffalo, Week 11 at Denver, and the biggest one of all, that Thanksgiving night game at Dallas. Chiefs and the Cowboys. 60 million people tuned in to watch that game between the Chiefs and the Cowboys. It was the NFL's most watched regular season game ever. Thanksgiving night, Chiefs and the Cowboys. Wow. That's some pretty intriguing numbers right there. And a happy birthday. We got a good Shocker birthday today to Jamar Howard, who is 43 years old today. He is in the Shocker Sports Hall of Fame.
Defense.
A huge part of the resurgence of Shocker basketball in the early 2000s. Jamar Howard, great recruit by Coach Turgeon, led the program to 3 NIT bids, which was the Shocker's first postseason appearances in 14 years. Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year in 2003.
I remember hearing Turgeon say that they just pick one guy on the other team. If this guy's going to go off, we'll just put Howard on him, and he will just annoy him.
Yeah, could have used him last night. Four-time Missouri Valley Conference All-Defensive Team. Led the Shockers in both steals and field goal percentage four times. Still, Jamar Howard ranks number two all-time for the Shockers in free throws made, more than 500,
yep,
behind only the legendary Cleo Littleton.
Right.
Jamar Howard, hey, it's his birthday. He is 43 years old today. Happy birthday to Jamar Howard. Cheapest cities in the United States for hosting a Super Bowl party.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Okay, that's good.
And here's what the deal is. Americans, of course, gather to watch the Super Bowl in February. New data shows Wichita is one of the most affordable cities in the nation to host a party, as the Action Network is the one that put this thing out, analyzing cost per guest based on realistic food, drink, groceries, and utility expenses. Wichita is number two on the list.
Wow.
Costs were calculated using the food, buying things like wings, pizza, chicken bites, mozzarella sticks, chips and dip. One beer and one soft drink per guest.
Yeah,
might be a little low.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know anybody who goes to a Super Bowl party and only has one beer.
Came up with that. paper goods, condiments, ice, desserts, cleaning up, electricity for the TV, lighting, and small appliances during the game. So that's all was taken into effect. With all that, they crunched the numbers and said that Super Bowl party will cost people in Wichita $29.38 per guest. Well below the national average.
Okay.
Food costs, very low in Wichita. $5.50 a guest. Cheapest in the study.
I don't know what they're feeding them.
Yeah, that's... I know.
What are you getting?
Doesn't seem...
Chip and dip and a carrot stick.
Utility costs are almost nothing. 15 cents per guest. Grocery costs, about $19 per guest. And drink costs about $5.50 a guest.
Well, it's because they only get a beer.
Yeah, they're only getting one beer and one Pepsi. Yeah.
One chicken wing and a carrot stick.
So the data. That's why we did so good in the data. We're cheap. We're just giving people very little when they come over to our house. We're expecting them to bring their own.
You get two chips, one dip in the ranch dressing.
Yeah, no double dipping, literally,
and a celery stick.
The data shows Wichita hosts can save about $7 to $10 per guest.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Compared with many other larger U.S. cities.
Because we're cheap.
So we're number two on the list.
Who's number one?
The number one is an NFL city. Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Green Bay. Wow, they're cheaper.
They're cheaper.
All they get is cheese.
Also among the top five cheapest right after us, Milwaukee, Omaha, and Virginia Beach. There you go.
Okay.
So if you want to feel good about hosting a Super Bowl party, there's your data. Wichita is pretty cheap compared to other cities when it comes to that.
Okay. There you go.
It's 8:15 here with Woodward and Witt. Wildlife rescuers at Zoo Tampa released 26 manatees back into the wild last year. Those are big animals, and they are hard to rehab, but it's their highest total ever. And Zoo Tampa has now cared for more than 600 manatees during the last 35 years. Love the manatees. What a great creature in God's great plan.
Yes.
Gentle giants, and they're very nice, and sometimes they have trouble figuring out how to live next to man in the 21st century, but thank goodness folks at Zoo Tampa are helping out and trying to make it work.